Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. We live in a day and age where so many people give up, where so many people give in, where so many people lose hope. As soon as life kicks them, you're gonna bury your dreams. You're gonna forget about everything that kept a very strong fire burning inside you. Just because a little suffering came in, you're gonna go from this super motivated individual with big dreams to a complete shadow of yourself. Locking yourself in the bedroom. You don't want to see anyone. You don't want to see the world. You know what I'm saying? A very dark cloud is hanging over your head. Now all you want to do is sleep in. You don't even want to shower. You just want to eat all the comfort foods and sit by yourself. You don't want to talk to people. You feel like all is lost. You feel like you're done for. Emotionally, spiritually, mentally, everything. You lose control of all your faculties. Because you know what? Because life threw some proper curveballs your way. Now I'm here to tell you, life will beat you down. I'm here to tell you, before you blow up, before you step into your destiny calling, before you find your greater purpose, life will strip you down. Life will throw so much at you. You're going to feel like life is against you. Everything is going to feel so difficult. Every moment is going to feel painful. Things are going to be so tough. And I'm telling you, the bad news is, if you haven't experienced this yet, then you better brace yourself, because it's going to happen at some point. It happens to the best of us. It happens to everyone. It's going to happen at some point. Now, the question is, how do you get up when you find yourself in a situation where you've been beaten to the ground? How do you get up? Now, don't get me wrong. I feel you. I understand that you're down. I understand that life has thrown so much at you right now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel you. But listen, if 1 week in you're still down, I get it, okay? You're handling it. You're going through it. It's life. You're taking it as it comes. All right, if 1 month in you're still down, man, I'm going to be like, okay, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? You know, just let it take its course. 6 months in, you're still down. Now, I'm going to be like, okay, why is he taking forever, though? But listen, man, if 1 year down the line, you're still down, then it's your fault. You need to get up. You need to dust yourself up. Now, I want you to sit down and ask yourself a quick question, you know? Think about how you respond to crisis. You know what I'm saying? Life ain't just rainbows and unicorns. Life ain't roses. You know what I'm saying? And sunsets. So the big question is, how do you bounce back when times are dystopian? Now remember, you know, the universe is a universe of balance. As much as there's good, as much as there's proper times, as much as there's party times, there's mourning times. As much as there's good, there's evil. Everything, as much as there's light, there's darkness. Everything has a positive and negative aspect to it. But how do you respond to difficulty? Do you sit down and cry yourself to sleep every single day? How do you get yourself out of this dark place? What is your mentality? Now, if you decide that your identity is pain, if you decide that your identity is misfortune, if you decide that your identity is sorrow, then that's exactly what's going to be your potion. Because the truth is, this is a world that's inhabited by billions and billions of people. And I promise you, for your particular situation, there's an individual somewhere that's going through probably 10 times worse. I promise you, think of it. Think of anything. Think of yourself at your darkest moment. Think of yourself at that place that you felt like everything is gone, everything is lost, it's a wrap. Now, I want you to know that there's someone somewhere that went through 10 times worse of what you've been going through. You wake up every day. You probably sleep in a king-size bed. Well, you probably sleep in a decent bed. Let's just say that for sure. With some nice beddings, soft pillows. Well, how about that individual that sleeps in a concrete bed? Or how about that individual that sleeps on the floor every day? You know what I'm saying? Well, you're getting your meals, probably 3 meals. You might not love all of your meals. But how about that individual that's out there barely getting in a meal? Sometimes, pretty much going to bed on an empty stomach. Well, you can walk. You can talk. Well, how about that individual that's currently bedridden, unable to talk, unable to walk, weak, can't do nothing on their own? Think about yourself in that situation. You lost a loved one, right? Now, how about that individual that lost every single member of their family in a fatal accident or something, or in a very bizarre incident? You know what I'm saying? So I just need you to understand that everything that you're going through right now does not really spell doom on your life, on your future, on your destiny, on your purpose. It's a curveball. It's time for you to actually view this situation as a moment of dance. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's this whole saying, you know, ups and downs. We all go through ups and downs of life. All right, so you've had your ups, right? You've had your ups, right? All right, it's time for your downs for a minute. Now, how are you going to get yourself out of this situation? You're at point X, where it's a really, really tough place. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not downplaying any situation out there that you could be going through or you could have gone through. But I need you to understand that as soon as life places you at point X, your big goal is to try and get yourself out of point X as soon as you can. And I promise you, if it happens today, by tomorrow, that's the past. So now the big question is, are you going to stay right there at the past? Or are you going to try and forge forward, looking forward to a greater future, a better future? Are you going to try and create some utopia for yourself? Or are you going to wallow in dystopia? I'd like you to look at your path, your specific path. And I always say, hey, listen, everybody, as soon as you come into this world, you come through with your custom purpose, your custom destiny. So basically, you're running your race in your lane. And that is why I always encourage people that I care about to never, ever be based or try to base their life on other people's lives. I mean, I know people that put out this very, very happy package or image on social media, but deep down they're suicidal. I've seen so many people that parade all those super shiny toys, but deep down they just want to die. And I promise you, if you're going to accept someone else's situation as your dream situation, you better be very careful. I mean, you could be wishing depression and suicidal thoughts upon yourself unknowingly. Because I promise you, words are very powerful. You're out there talking about, I want to be like so-and-so. I want to live life like so-and-so. But so-and-so cannot sleep at night. So-and-so is so unhappy. So-and-so is out there thinking about ending it all. And that's what you want to do. I mean, you sleep like a baby. I mean, you're out there healthy and thriving. You might not be where you want to be just yet, but at least you have sound mind. You're gifted in one way or another. And if you actually strategize and think about how to put your gifts out there so that they can bring forth your dreams to fruition, then you could probably be somewhere if you're consistently working on it. You know what I'm saying? You could probably land somewhere farther than you could even fathom. Now look at your path. Your path definitely has some walls ahead. The truth about these walls is, as soon as you break through one wall, there's a wall that's going to present itself ahead. It's probably going to be a bit thicker. You're going to need a lot more strength to break through this thicker wall. And the truth is, every wall that you break down is going to present you with more strength, more brute strength to actually break through the next wall. Now, the truth is, if you're going to go through to your next wall and you're going to try to break through the wall and feel like it's too thick, and now you're just going to sit and lean against the wall and be like, okay, fuck it. Now, this wall is too thick, I ain't breaking through. Then that's it. There's no way you're moving past. Now, look at it that way. So are you just going to let a single wall deter you from moving forward, from aiming higher, from stepping more and more closer to your destiny calling? Or are you going to try even harder? You know what I'm saying? Or are you going to try and apply even more power, even more strength to it? It's a willpower thing. As soon as there's a will, there's a way. As soon as you apply that willpower, then I promise you, you're breaking through that wall. Then nothing is going to stop you. I hit some bumps in my life. And the last time I overcame a dark place, I say to myself, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. Was this situation that same situation that I felt like I'm never getting out of? Was this situation that tricked me into believing that that's it, all is lost? Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to even bigger challenges. And if I can break free and break through and move even forward and access an even bigger door in this life, after everything that I've done, experienced, and seen, then there's no way I'm ever sitting down and not getting up when I feel like I hit a wall. I want to promise you right now, right this moment, that if you're the type that gets up, if you're the type that moves forward regardless of what's happening to you, regardless of all the tough times you may be facing, regardless of all the difficulty that may be presented to your journey, if you're the type that gets up each and every time you find yourself down, you get up regardless. If you're that kind of person, I promise you, resources will locate you. Helpers will locate you. Doors will open for you. You will find help in the most unexpected ways. You will find breakthrough in the most unexpected ways. And I promise you, you will blow up in front of the same people that doubted you, in front of the same people that probably laughed at you, in front of the same people that felt happy that you're going through tough times. I want to teach you something real quick, okay? Now, your brain, at times your brain will play tricks on you. But if you're very consistent at shutting all that noise away, all those voices that tell you this is difficult, this is impossible, all those voices that tell you you're never going to do it, all those lies from hell that you're going to fail miserably, all those lies from hell that you ain't cut out for it, if you keep practicing to do things regardless of all this noise. Don't get me wrong, I know it's a daunting task. If you maintain the conviction that absolutely nothing is impossible, then I promise you, absolutely nothing will ever break you down. I promise you, absolutely no bump along the way will slow you down. I promise you, you will have an abundance of breakthrough. You will have an abundance of victory. I promise you, success will never be a straight line. And all the people that have done it will affirm this. Success will never be a straight line. And if you're going through pain, how about you recycle that pain, channel that pain? You're already going through that pain. You got nothing to lose. You're already going through that pain. Channel that pain. Use that pain to step into something greater. Use that pain to unleash a greater version of yourself. So from today, I need you to promise me one thing. If life hits you, you're gonna hit back. You understand? I need you to promise me that every time you fail, you're going to get up and you're going to try again. And you know what? Execution is going to be your middle name. You're going to execute regardless of what's happening around you. You're going to execute regardless of all the turmoil, regardless of all the trauma, regardless of all the pain. And I promise you, there's absolutely nothing you won't be able to achieve in your time, in your lifetime. Now go out there and be baddest in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.